Ali. I saw this on the project last night. Not that I get to watch it much, but there was a segment there that I totally agreed with. Apparently, being a good bullshitter is a sign of intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
What more can I say?
Well, come on. Speak your truth.
No, they're saying...
State your case, because I love this. We're both all over this.
Well, as you know, in this caper, you have to be able to, you know, enunciate and expand on ideas and things that come across in your life. And, I mean, you could actually, in this job, you know, make going to the loo sound exciting and fun, and also bigger than it actually is. But I just think, you know, doing a job like this actually lends to your creativity and actually makes you feel more intelligent. I keep saying this to my brothers and sisters who go, man, I could do your job because I can just sit on the radio and talk. And I go, mate, there's so much more to it. And I remember having a girlfriend years ago who said, man, I could do your job. I said, why? You just sit there on the radio and just look at stuff in the paper and talk about it. I go, oh, my God, Donna, you have no idea about what's involved with this job and the creative license we have to take.
Well, see, I'm pulling you up on this because I don't – are you saying – I mean, you admit that you are a Barry bullshitter. Don't you?
Well, look, hey, I'm talking about being the karaoke champ of Swan Hill 1991, and from that...
Yeah, that's true.
That is a true event, but from there, I can take on any karaoke comers on the entire planet. I think I'm that good, and I will guarantee
that's a side issue. That's a side issue. We're talking about bullshitting. So the project said last night, being a good bullshitter is a sign of intelligence.
Correct.
Okay. And you're loving this because you admit you do tell the quite a few porky pies, don't you, over your time?
Well, I have over the time, yes, just to to push a barrow or to get a point across. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I think sometimes you have to be able to, you know, expand on an idea and make it bigger and better to add dramatic
effect.
We're
not talking about radio. We're talking about life.
What?
A Barry BSer. You know you do that. You'll tell white lies and stuff to get yourself out of trouble and get yourself out of sticky situations. You have totally admitted that to me.
Yes, as a kid, I have done lots and lots of that sort of stuff to my mum, Jackie, and she will attest to that fact that that I've come up with stories. I mean, some are totally stupid. I mean, I'm sure I've, you know, talked about, you know, Chalky Bickies sitting in my bedroom cupboard, and Mum says, why is the wrapper there? And I said, well, Auntie Betty sent them to me.
What? Did you actually?
Why would an auntie send you a pack of Chalky Bickies, young lad?
And as if your mum wouldn't know about it.
Yeah.
Well, here we go. So you're loving this because you're thinking you're... The project have told you that you're more intelligent now because you reckon you're a good bullshitter.
I feel so much smarter now, and I feel vindicated in you know, the lies I've done to get out of trouble in the past have just actually boosted my intelligence factor. So I'm
proven that you're intelligent. Well, I hate to burst your bubble, mate, big buddy, but I don't know whether you listened to the whole segment properly, because this is where it's at. They're saying being a good bullshitter is a sign of intelligence. So the research shows, though, that people who can bullshit well, who can do it very well, are more intelligent than their peers.
So you're saying
They're not saying the ones that do it the most. They're saying the ones that do it well are very intelligent, and also the ones that do it well and are more intelligent are also less likely to lie.
Oh, right. Okay.
The people that are the most willing to lie are also the worst at it and the most gullible.
So you're totally shooting down my credibility right now.
I know.
You're totally shooting
down.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry to do that to you, but just because you lie a lot doesn't mean that you're good at it. Doesn't mean you're intelligent.
Oh.
It actually means the opposite.
Friend of the show, Colin, now come on, mate. How do you feel about this study? I mean, you're the biggest BS artist out there too, aren't you?
Mate, I'll tell you what now. I'm a genius.
You're a genius.
But do you lie a lot, Colin?
No, I don't lie. I've just had a really great life where I've been in my trade. I've met people and done things that just have a laugh, you know. Got to do things in life. And, I don't know, I've done things that people look at it and go, that bloke's bloody mad.
Yeah, like what?
Oh, well, as kids...
Cole, what are you doing, by the way? You sound like you're winding up a caravan or something.
Oh, no, I'm in the car. I just got lost.
Oh.
Again, is that a BS story, Cole? Is that a BS story, mate?
I went down the wrong question. Road. Talk me to you.
Okay. Sorry, Cole, cut you off. So, yeah, when you were a kid?
Well, once we were at the river swimming, and we had just to swing off a rope. And it was my brother, myself, and a good mate of mine. And he dived off the tree. My brother threw out the rope, caught around his leg, and he was the first guy in Australia to bungee jump.
There you go. That's a great story, but is it BS?
Yeah, that's true.
Wow. Did he get a dislocated leg or anything?
No, he nearly bloody drowned because he was on the bank laughing as his head was in the water.
Oh.
We got him out. He was all right.
I have no doubt, Cole, the story's taken place, but being the first official bungee jumper in Australia, I contest that that claim.
Oh, this is like 40 years ago.
And how long's bungee jumping been around for now?
Oh, bugger to buy, eh?
Well, remember there's those tribes overseas on, like, you know, Vanuatu and Tanner Island and stuff, and they just tie a vine around their leg and land in the sand. Yeah.
Well, I think they were doing that before you, mate.
Yeah, well, they got heads like coconuts, so that's
why
they could do that.
Mate.
Oh, Cole. Thank you, mate.
Seriously.
Oh, God, he'd have to go down that line, didn't he? But, okay, Cole's assertion is that, his mate was the first official bungee jumper in Australia. Now, we've got no proof of that's right or not, but it's a great story. And if it's BS, all power to him. He's a creative talent that he can come up with, that Alan.
That's right. That's exactly right. So, anyway, look, sorry to burst your bubble, Bilks, but, yeah, the ones that tend to lie the most and tell the most porkies, apparently they're the most gullible.
Yeah, no one would agree with you, Ali. Everyone believes everything I say. I am the best at karaoke, I'll give you that, and that is not BS.
Yeah, you can have that.
Totally at karaoke.
You can have that. No, 100% I believe you on that.
Good. What are you saying, JD?
I want to ring up to actually challenge Bilko to a sing-off at this comp you've got happening.
Oh, really?
Oh, this is fantastic. Yeah. Oh, are you going to get on the mic as well, JD?
Yep.
Oh, fantastic. You're in. You are so 100%
Hang on, Ali.
In. It's not funny.
I haven't agreed to this. We don't know what song we're going to sing. Are we going to do some sort of duet like Sonny and Cher or something? What are you talking about, JD?
No, you do a song and I'll do a song and everyone can judge.
Oh, this is great. JD, what song do you have in mind?
Oh, I was actually thinking of a little Zac Brown number.
What are you saying,
JD? I thought...
I just want to challenge you to a sing-off. You reckon you're so great.
I am great. Don't you worry about that.
We'll see if you're BSing or not.
Yes.
Okay.
This is fantastic. Imagine that if we get 10 people competing and Bilko comes last. I'm backing you in, Bilko. JD, I will say, prepare yourself, because Bilko does actually have some pipes. He can hold a tune.
Thank you.
Yeah. I'm not too bad myself.
All right. Well,
good.
See
I'm loving
out.
This. You are totally in. Lock yourself in.
Yeah, well, let's see how good his BS is, Ali, on that one. Brendo, have you got an answer to this BS situation?
Oh, I got the answer to why they say that people that bullshit the best are most intelligent. It's not so much that they're good at bullshitting, they can see through the bullshit of other people.
Mm. Would you rate yourself in that category, Brendo?
Oh, I can see through people's bullshit, yeah.
Yeah.
See, Ali reckons she can see through mine. I don't think she can because I'm such a good storyteller and such good at weaving that.
I love how he turns it into storyteller. I can tell, Bilks. He comes up with a bit of GST on stuff sometimes, and I reckon I can tell.
But what's your tell, Brendo? I mean, is it their eyes is what they're saying? I mean, how do you know?
Oh, how much they emphasise certain words and just parade. Just everyone's got a different tell. Being a poker player, you get to tell their tell.
Oh, I agree. Bilko, I could tell. I'm not going to tell you what your tells are, but you definitely do. You know, I'll give you one.
Yeah,
I'll give you one, Brendo,
okay.
that he does. He'll tend to kind of not give all the info initially. Like, he just goes, oh, like he tries to brush over things. He goes, oh, no, you know, like, and gives me no information. And then I'll, like, start pressing him, and then I can just see him start to sweat.
Brenda, you and Ali should play poker together, and we'll see who comes out on top, mate.
You're looking for businesses that are open to get out off the highway.
Yes.
Yeah, well, my bakery up at Gnowda is open, $2 coffees just off the highway, lovely pies, well, award-winning pies, actually.
Oh, beautiful. What's it called? Just Gnowda Bakery?
My bakery at Gnowda.